Agit Voch, Hamazel Dike Voch. This coming Erev Shabbos Kodesh Ches Tammuz is the Yutzat from a Rav HaKodesh, Ramota LeKushmira, is a Chisa Yugen Alayni. Ramota LeKushmira, his Meshpucha name was Tversky. He was a son from the Heiligen Triske Magid, Rav Avrum from Trisk. Agaf Terei Shabbos Kodesh is his father's Yutzat, Bais Tammuz. And Triske Magid was a son from Ramotala Chernobyl, Zechisam Yugen Alayni. Ramotala Kuzmira carried his Zayda's name from his father's side, Ramotala Chernobyl, from his mother's side, Ramotala of Neshchiz. He was born in Tufraish 1840, and he passed away in Tufraish Ayin Zayin 1917. Ramotala Kuzmira was known to be a Kudish Merechem Imoy als Kind. Trisk was from all the Chernobyl Heufen, the biggest Heuf, with the most Chassidim. Magazukta got a put send like a 1,000 Chassidim. And in Trisk, he was a Shemdov. Everybody knew the Rebbe's Motala is a heilig Yingel. There's a story told when he was all of 8 years old. His father was Sandik at a bris, and he goes over to his father and he says, Tata, he says, who's this Yid with the Herrliche Hadras Punim that just walked into Besmedrish and is walking towards you? So his father told the Motala, when he sits down, you pull over a chair and sit next to him. That was Eliyu Anuvi. He had Gili Eliyui when he was 8 years old. He married an Einikl fin Beis Aaron fin Karlin Stalin from Karlin the Beis Aaron. And his Zayde had sich Zayde gechatschket mit him. He was his Zayde's, we must say, prized possession Einikl. And his Zayde wanted to make a chavrisa shaft with him. And the Ramotla was very excited. They made up that they're going to meet the next morning in Besmedish Fatuks. He walks into the Besmedish the next day. And the Beis Aaron tells him, Motala, I can't learn with you. He says, Zayde, why not? It was his Elter Schwer. He says, because Yezayda, the Chernobyl Magid, came to me and said, Mechitten, please do not make a chavrisa shaft with my Einikl. All that you're going to do is you are going to fadray is derech halimid and derech an avdas Hashem. We know Karlin has one mahalach and avdas Hashem, and Chernobyl has another, and he did not want that his Einikl, his Ramotala, zol fadrayed werden. Ramotala Kushmira Nebuch was not zoiche Lazarish al Kayuma, and his wife once went in to her grandfather, Tzimbais Aaron, and she was crying, Zayde, Brucha for Kinder, and it's sich vertracht for a minute, and he says, and he told her, your motel is better than 10 kids. Toivloch ma sura bunim. She walked out, she knew that this is it, that she's not going to have Kinder mit him. He's called Ramotala Kashmira, but Lamaisa, he's buried in Kiltz. Kiltz is in Poland. And Ramotala Kuzmira lived in a tkifa when Yidin in Rusland had a lot of tsuras from the government. There was the Kantanistin, and there was the programs, there was tsuras tsiridas. And he kept on running, like most Chernobyl Einikluch in those years. He was in Spetivka, then in Vladovka, then he ran over to Galicia. There was Mesiris on him, Tenerol and Dombrova. Then the Russian government sent them a letter and they said, you could come back home and we have nothing against you. He came back afterwards, but Lamasa, he did not want to stay there. He went afterwards back to Pokshevitz, then to Kuzmir, and he passed away in Kiltz and Dortnese Behalten, as we said. Ramotala Kuzmira, when he got the letter to be able to go back to Russia, they asked him, why aren't you going back to Russia? The Chassidim were in Zibet and Himmel. This was about Tar Samachai 1905, when was the Russian and Japanese war. He told them as follows. He says, I want you to know that Russia is being run by Alexander the Great, whatever they called him. He was Alexander III. He said, it is a shrekliche Rusha, etailtos fayidin tsuris tsiridis, and I'm fighting him, and I cannot fight him if I live in the country. I cannot live in a country and be nehenda from the government and fight without any negiyas, so that's why I don't want to go back. He said toira that year, Shabbos Bereishis, and he said, Bereishis is netreiken. Bemois Rusha Alexander Shlishi, Yimlech Benoy Tachtov, and sure enough, this Alexander died that year, and his son Taka took over. his avoida in Avdus Hashem was adla hafla. He would daven. Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshanas took him 6 hours. His father once told him, he says, Matala, the Melucha Mastashen Ibegeshrakan, whom else do you want to instill fear in? He would daven Mincha Erev Shabbos for 3 to 4 hours. There was once summer, he was davening Mincha, the Besmedesh was hot, and the lecht folded, tall lecht from the heat. And the Oilam was afraid that the Umid is going to catch on fire. And this, after a while, he tried to Rosh Shemoneh Esrei, and he asks the people, what's going on? So they told him, the lecht, the fire. He took a look at the lecht, and the lecht straightened themselves out. The lecht straightened themselves out. It was an ish pele adla ma'oid. I want to leave off with a story that happened with him, and that happened with his father, the Triska Magid. When he was a little yingler, as we said before, Trisk was from the Gresta, from the Chernobyl Chassidus, and there was always Chassidim there. And it was a Matzah Shabbos by Mlava Malka, and there was nothing what to eat. His mother was a little bit more on the conserving side, and there was no food. She said, there's no food from Mlava Malka, chanished. This Matala went down into the cellar. In Europe, everybody had a cellar. And he started bringing up potatoes and onions and vegetables and borscht. And matzah gevashen am lava malke, and there was sidah shloime b'shata. His mother comes in the middle and sees the oilam, the chassidim are sitting there, and she looks at Matala, what's this? So he says, besides, the oilam didn't have what to eat. She started yelling at him, and she said, tonight, Matala, you are not sleeping in your bed. So he ran into his father crying, Tzim Triska Magid. So his father said, don't worry, Matala, come sleep here by me. And Matala Kushmira told over the following story. He said, I wake up in the middle of the night. He says, the heat in the room is intense, and I smell fire, and I see my father sitting by the table, and his face is blast, and sweat running down his face, like pouring down, and he looked scary. And I said, Tata, vus is? He says, Matala, go back to sleep. I'll tell you tomorrow. He wrapped him up, swaddled him, and Matala fell back asleep. The next day, his father didn't want to tell him the story. He said, I don't have koyach. A few days later, his father tells him the following story. He says, my mother came to me in Chulam. She said that Oyvin in Himmel decides to Matala Chernobyl's Rebetzin. I was supposed to go into Gan Eden, then a Malach came and said I was an accomplice to Chilul Shabbos, and they want to give me either an hour Gehenim or Gilgal. And what was the accomplice to Chilul Shabbos? There was once Chassidim that came to Chernobyl for Shabbos, and the horse and buggy got stuck in the mud in front of the Chernobyl Magid's house. She went out. She used to go every Friday night in Besmedesh some davenin. She came out after davenin, and Zaytzechos, either from walking by, her heels clicking or the jewelry sparkling, something, it scared the horse, and the horse jumped and schlepped the wagon. Now, that's not really Chil Shabbos, but in Himmel, by Tzadikim, Medagdikim, Chichit Asare. So she said, let me go discuss it with my son, with Triska Magid. She comes to her son, it's in Triska Magid, and Triska Magid tells Ramotel of Kashmira, I told my mother, Mama, take an hour Gehenim, and tell them you're going to take the Gehenim by me. I will sit with you in Gehenim. He says, Matala, I sat with my mother here in the room in Gehenim. The Gehenim was Gehenim. But this is how I, Vimazukt, pardoned her from Gehenim of Yenavelt. Zechisa yugen alayni agita mazal de kevach.